For many people, the notion of sloshing through deep mud whilst fighting off sandflies in intense heat might not have instant appeal. But for Fee West, the seagrass meadow of Broome's Roebuck Bay is a magical kingdom, and monitoring its condition is a joy. Fee and a team of community volunteers collect data from the seagrass beds and send it to a global scientific program called Seagrass Watch. It's a way of safeguarding the health of the bay and the marine creatures within it. But now, after more than a decade, the project faces an uncertain future. Claire Moody compiled this story.
It's late afternoon at Broome's town beach, and a group of volunteers are traipsing through mud bound for the seagrass meadows.
Guys, the first step is we're going to follow the GPS out to our seagrass monitoring site. This is a really exciting part of it because we get to walk out, we get to see the change from the bare, you know, sediment. And we get to see the first leaves of seagrass appearing.
Fee West is the coordinator of the Seagrass Monitoring Project, and this is what she calls her magical kingdom.
Seagrass is one of the most phenomenal things in the world. And I am so excited for people globally to start to understand this. Seagrass, first of all, we monitor it because it's a very powerful bioindicator. So a community group can, or scientist group can, get out there, monitor the seagrass over time, and that monitoring data will tell you about the health of the entire marine area.
So for those that don't know, seagrass is one of the most important plants in the world. Of course, we all know here in Broome, it's the main food of turtle and dugong. In fact, it's the only food that dugong eat, and they can eat up to 40 kilograms of seagrass per day, which is a huge amount. That's like if you line up 60 iceberg lettuces.
The project was launched in 2006, following concern from Broome's Yarru traditional owners about the health of the bay and its fish stocks. Over the past decade, the monitoring team's grown from just a handful of volunteers to over 200.
That army of volunteers, you know, they are all, each and every one of them, rock stars. They are fantastic. I couldn't be prouder of our Broome seagrass community. Most of our volunteers, or a really good proportion of them, are trained up and completely qualified in our scientific methodology. They've done the training for this project.
So here we've got a beautiful quadrant of seagrass. Now, the trick is, guys, that when you glance at it, you may not see a lot. What you have to do is get right over it, lean over and have a good look and pause, and then you'll see it start to wriggle. You'll see the mud start to move, and from under it will come all of the creatures. As soon as you stop, they will all come out. So you can see here we've got emerging a couple of dog whelk snails. They're very interesting, those guys, when they interact. They often have fights. So we've also got in here, and this is the first part of our data sheet here that you'll be filling out, is looking for any life within the quadrant.
Martin Pritchard of environmental group Environs Kimberley, which runs the project, says over the years the volunteers' data has provided an important early warning system for managers and users of Roebuck Bay.
Oh, look, there's multiple pressures. The significant one is the potential for pollution from the town itself, and that things like fertilizer runoff from gardens and sewage entering the bay, and that's where we can get these circumstances where things like lingvia, these toxic algae, can build up and virtually make it extremely unpleasant for people to undertake recreation, to go fishing. Yeah, so, you know, it's really important that we look at these threats and try and make sure that they don't build up to a point where it tips the bay over into something that people don't want.
Kevin Kevin Smith has been a seagrass volunteer for 10 years.
Initially I just came out to take photographs to help feed with a project report. But once I got out here and discovered how much there is out here to see, beautiful things in the seagrass, beautiful little creatures, great photography opportunities. But the more you do it, the more I guess you kind of take ownership a little bit. It's beautiful to come out now and see how much seagrass there is compared to, say, 2 or 3 years ago, and you always find new things. Every time you come out, you find something new. And it's thanks to Fee with her enthusiasm and a high level of enthusiasm and passion for it that we get so many people out here. Because, it's a bit of a hard sell, seagrass and mud. But when you do get here, as I say, it's beautiful.
So this has been fantastic, you guys. Thank you so much. I can't believe how brilliant you've been. The tide is almost upon us, so we need to grab all the equipment now.
The team has recently acquired a fourth seagrass site east of Broome that sits within the Yarrow Nagulligan Roebuck Bay Marine Park. But just as the team prepares to expand its monitoring area, funding for the project is uncertain. For years, it survived on a range of grants, small-scale sponsorship and in-kind support. But vital state and federal government funds are not guaranteed in the new financial year, and the project hangs in the balance.
We are on a journey as a community group to appeal to anyone, and this can be Australia-wide or globally. If you want to be part of this amazing, important community project, you can sponsor us. You can invest in our project and you will be part of something truly magnificent, something that is giving back not only to one of the most important environments in the whole world, but to one of the most amazing communities in the whole world, because we've got all of the social benefits that come from our project as well. Mm. So just putting it out there.
In the meantime, Fee West is still enthusing about the team's latest rare discovery a few weeks ago.
Just the other week, we had an immense discovery. It sent shockwaves through our whole community and beyond, because it was something that we had never seen in the 12, 13 years of our project. And that's monitoring the bay 12 times per year. So it was my good friend, who's a regular volunteer with our project, Marissa Sharp Eyes Murphy, we like to call her. She's got really good eyes for spotting things in the seagrass meadows. I was there and I was taking a sample of mud to check it for seeds, for the seagrass seeds. And I was busy. I had my sieve there and I was sieving away to retrieve these seeds. And I heard Marissa behind me saying, "Is that a seahorse?" And I said, "You're so funny." Marissa, unless a horse has escaped from the Broome Turf Club and is going for a swim, it won't be a seahorse. Tropical seahorses are never seen. You know, they're so elusive. And I went and had a look to just, you know, find out what it was. And it was a seahorse. It was a tropical seahorse. We freaked out. You know, there were squeals of excitement. All of the other volunteers dropped their equipment and rushed over. It was adorable, and we couldn't believe our eyes that we saw that Marissa Sharp Eyes Murphy had spotted the group's first seahorse in the bay. We were so, so blown away.
How gorgeous is that? Excitement about finding a seahorse amongst the seagrass in the bay. Fee West and friends there from the Broome Community Seagrass Monitoring Project. Claire Moody compiled that story. There's going to be some wonderful photographs taken by Kevin Smith, whom you heard there in that piece. He specialises in capturing incredible creatures close up, and there's a particularly alluring fish, quite pink magenta in its colour, and it's in the jaws of a sea snake. So that'll be up on our ABC Kimberley Facebook page later on today. Keep your eyes out for that.